Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and this time around on the program, we'll be featuring newly released radio broadcasts from Frank Sinatra, Miles Davis, Carmen McRae, and Dave Brubeck, all as part of our standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song. It's On the Air, coming up next on Afterglow.
What we've been missing, love a man, oh, where can you be? The night is cold and I'm so all alone. I'd give my soul just to call you my. Got a moon above me, but no one to love me. Love a man, oh, where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of romance can be lost. I go to bed with a prayer that you make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet and you'll dry all my tears. Then whisper sweet little things in my ear, hugging and a kissing. Ew, what we've been missing, lover man. Oh, where can you be? Can be like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me, make love to me. You dry all my tears, then whisper sweet little things in my ear, hugging, kissing me. What we've been missing, love a man. Oh.
Carmen McRae doing Lover Man, a song that her friend and musical heroine Billie Holiday scored big with in the 1940s. McRae's version there coming from a performance recently released on the Acrobat CD Carmen McRae, live at the Flamingo Jazz Club London, May 1961. Lover Man, a song originally co-written by Jimmy Davis and pianist Roger Ramirez, Holiday added it to her repertoire after a gay imitator made it popular in the 52nd Street jazz clubs. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow. On the Air is our theme this week, with new releases of live radio broadcast from Frank Sinatra, the Dave Brubeck Quartet, Miles Davis, and Carmen McRae, all out on the Acrobat label, and pretty much spanning the beginning of the 1950s to the early 1960s. We'll start off with Frank Sinatra, who hosted numerous radio programs throughout the 1940s, and this Acrobat release features his Lucky Strike light-up time shows from 1949 and 1950. These broadcasts catch Sinatra at a time when his career was about to go into a stall, even though he was still doing fairly well and made two notable movies with Gene Kelly around this time, Take Me Out to the Ball Game and On the Town. But Sinatra's singing was in fine form, despite his ongoing heavy workload of recordings, films, and performances. We'll hear him on several tracks now, beginning with the show's introductory theme, Frank Sinatra on Afterglow.
It's Light Up Time, presented by Lucky Strike, starring Frank Sinatra, Dorothy Kirsten, and Ziggy Elman and the orchestra.
This is FS for LS, Frank Sinatra for Lucky Strike. And I trust that if our Thanksgiving show turns out to be a turkey, you won't give us the bird. Clever? Nothing. Johnny Blowers, please pass the drumsticks, man.
Hey!
The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine, and love can come to everyone, 'cause the best things in life are free. And love can come to everyone, 'cause the best things in life are free. You do something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be? You have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live neath your spell. Do that voodoo that you do so well. For you do something to me that nobody else can do. You do something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be? You've got the power to hypnotize me. Let me live neath your spell. Do that voodoo that you do so well. 'Cause you do something to me that nobody else can do, that no one else in the world can do.
Thank you.
It's time for tonight's Light Up Time highlight, friends, and this evening it takes on the nature of both a review and a preview. This song, like Old Man Jolson, just keeps rolling along. As a matter of fact, you'll be hearing it in the new picture, Jolson Sings Again, when Larry Parks once again takes the words right out of Jolie's mouth.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view.
Frank Sinatra from On the Radio, the Lucky Strike Light Up Time shows 1949 through 1950. We heard I Only Have Eyes for You, You Do Something to Me, and the introductory theme with Best Things in Life. Pianist Dave Brubeck's quartet is also featured in this new round of radio broadcast releases from the Acrobat label. It's pretty much the same group that would go on to record the landmark album Time Out at the end of the 1950s, with only the drummer being different. This edition featuring alto saxophonist Paul Desmond, who'd begun playing with Brubeck on the West Coast in the late 1940s, and bassist Norman Bates, both of them helping to develop Brubeck's cool, popular sound. These 1956 broadcasts come from the Basin Street Club in New York City. It's a place the quartet had been playing at frequently since 1954, the same year that Brubeck made his first big national splash with an appearance on the cover of Time magazine. Here's the Dave Brubeck Quartet on Afterglow.
Meanwhile, back at Basin Street, the Dave Brubeck Quartet is all set to play for us a little thing called Stompin' for Millie. Thank you. There you have Stoppin' for Millie.
Dave Brubeck Quartet doing Brubeck's composition In Your Own Sweet Way from the Acrobat release on the radio live 1956 through 1957. Paul Desmond on alto sax, Norman Bates on bass, and Joe Dodge on drums. The same group before that doing Stompin' for Millie, a Brubeck Desmond composition. Both of those live broadcast from the Basin Street Jazz Club in New York City. We'll have radio broadcasts from Carmen McRae and Miles Davis, as well as more from Frank Sinatra, coming up in just a few moments. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington, and offering full bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus, Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to On the Air on Afterglow. We're featuring newly released radio broadcasts on this edition of Afterglow, put out by the Acrobat label. In some cases, it's music that's come out before and gone out of print, as is the case with our next set, performances from singer Carmen McRae, a CD live at the Flamingo Jazz Club, London, May 1961, that originally came out on Ember Records in 1962. This show comes from McRae's very first trip to Europe, and it catches her not too far removed from the great run of albums that she made for Decca in the late 1950s. We'll hear her now on a classic Hoagie Carmichael Mitchell Parrish standard, Carmen McRae and Stardust on Afterglow.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a love that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song, the melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. And our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside a garden wall where stars were bright, you were in my arms, the nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Of love's refrain. The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way you smile just the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, bumpy road to love, still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we danced till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, 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 never meet again on that bumpy road to love. Still I'll always
Carmen McRae, and they can't take that away from me, from Live at the Flamingo Jazz Club, London, May 1961. From the same CD, we heard her singing Stardust. Trumpeter Miles Davis put together his first great working group in the mid-1950s with Red Garland on piano and a young John Coltrane on tenor sax. It was a brilliant but troubled group with many of the members battling drug problems, but by 1958 it had gelled into a superlative sextet. The addition featured on this November 1958 broadcast from the Spotlight Lounge in Washington, D.C., included Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums, pretty much the group that would go on to make Kind of Blue, but with Red Garland heard here on piano instead of Bill Evans. Another release in the Acrobat series of radio broadcast. Here's the Miles Davis All-Stars and Sid's Ahead on Afterglow.
House of the Jazz built in Washington, D.C., Jazz Limited presents Miles Davis. Thank you.
Bright, Miles Davis Bright, to the Mutual Network. A salute to Miles Davis and the All-Stars. Let's run down the lineup briefly. Miles Davis, trumpet. Cannonball Adderley, alto. John Coltrane, tenor. Paul Chambers, bass. Red Garland, piano. Jimmy Cobb, drums. That opener was a Miles Davis original, Sid's Ahead. Now, Bye Bye Blackbird. Now, that blackbird was flying way out there. Home base, though, was the spotlight.
Trumpeter Miles Davis, live on November 1st, 1958, at the Spotlight Lounge in Washington, D.C. We heard him doing Bye Bye Blackbird and Sid's Ahead with John Coltrane on tenor sax, Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. From the Acrobat CD, Broadcast Sessions, 1958 through 1959. We'll close with Frank Sinatra again on the Lucky Strike Light Up Time show, doing a couple of duets with Dorothy Kirsten. Kirsten was a renowned opera singer who was, at this point, several years into what would prove to be a three-decade stretch performing with the Metropolitan Opera. Frank Sinatra and Dorothy Kirsten with Maybe It's Because on Afterglow.
That dreamiest of all divas, Miss Dorothy Kirsten. And Dorothy, may I say you look none the worse for having worked with Nelson Eddy yesterday.
Why, no, why should I, Frankie?
Well, I always worry when you're around those long-haired fellas too much. First thing you know, you won't even be able to sing boodle-ee-bop, ah-ah-ee-ee-oo-oo.
Never fear, Frankie, just listen. Boodle-ee-bop-bop-bop-oo-oo-ee-ee.
Well, now, yes, you forgot the oo-oo. Let's not leave that out. Well, now I'll breathe easier. Breathe, he says. Well, working a few weeks with us may very well get you thrown out of the Met, too. Gosh, if you lost us, too, where would you go?
Back to Nelson Eddy.
Good night, everybody.
You know, Frank, I've been thinking, why couldn't you sing like Nelson Eddy?
That'd be ridiculous. Imagine me singing Stout-Hearted Men. Why... You remember when Jack Benny was here last week, he said I looked like the 95 pounds that Don Wilson lost. But I'm lucky, I guess. It isn't every fella that has a chance to get up in front of a microphone with this kind of a song to sing. Maybe it's because the kiss you gave me touched my heart and went right through. I can't tell you why, I only know that I fell helplessly in love with you. Maybe it's because the song we danced to told a story old and new. I can't figure out just why it came about or how I fell in love with you. I could say you're grand, and therefore I care for you so. But there is a why and wherefore, and I'd like to know. Maybe it's because the star I wished on made a certain wish come true. Or it just could be that you were meant for me, and maybe I was meant for you. Maybe I was meant. This here is Highlight Time on Light Up Time. And Dorothy, in this scene, it's up to us to recreate a moment from that great play with music, South Pacific.
This should be fun. What do we do?
Well, I shall sing the role of the distinguished French planter, Emile Dubec.
And where do I come in?
And you shall play the part of my sweetheart, Knucklehead Nellie.
Gee, Mr. Sinatra, you mean I'm just right for the part?
I don't know about that, my blonde beauty, but you certainly are just right for the song.
Oh, thanks.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you'll know even then that somewhere you'll see her again and again.
Some enchanted evening, some
explain it? Who can tell you why? Who'll give you reasons, wise men? Never try. Some enchanted ear. When you feel her call you, when you find your true love across a crowded room,
then fly to her side and make her your own.
For all through your life you may dream all alone.
Once you have found her, never let her go. Once you have found her, never let her go.
We closed with Frank Sinatra and Dorothy Kirsten singing Some Enchanted Evening from the CD On the Radio, the Lucky Strike Light Up Time Shows 1949 through 1950, also from that same CD, Maybe It's Because. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering full bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus, Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. You can hear many previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at afterglow.indiana.edu. Our engineer is Kevin Evans, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join us again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here.